money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need breakfast.
Welcome back to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed. I hope y'all doing good. I'm excited to share with y'all something that, you know, well, I'm not going to share it today. I'm just going to kind of just give the why I want to do it. But first off, let's get to a short prayer. You know, thank the man above for the opportunities and blessings that we have and everything. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to do the things that we like to do, Lord. And I just pray that we keep you at the center of everything. And the things that we do can bless others, Lord, and make you proud. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So, hope y'all doing good. there's something I want to tackle on Prosper to Godspeed that I've gotten multiple requests about, just asking people. And it's mental health. So I'm excited to kind of, I'm not going to take too much time researching it, but I'm just going to do some research on it so I can better serve my listeners. I know a little bit about it just because of my studies in psychology and counselor education, but you know, I've been some years removed from college and I just kind of want to brush up on some things. And I know that fitness can help with mental pressures and mental health. But mental health is really, really, really important. And it's really important to have good mental health. It's really good to have your de-stressor, whatever it is you use to kind of unwind from a stressful day. It's important to have people in your life who can take away from stressful times, stressful things. So I'm really excited to get into this and kind of break down and give some advice, share some experiences. Like, I'm really excited. I'm probably going to break it down into a couple parts. I don't know how many parts yet, just bear with me. I know it's going to be good. I know, you know, I just pray that God blesses my mind and my word so that, you know, people can really take from it. And I can, and me too, myself too, because everybody deals with mental pressure. Everybody has stress. Everybody, every once in a while, gets depressed, get down. Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't throw the term depressed around lightly because, you know, it's real easy for us people to who are under a lot of stress to say we're depressed. It's real easy for us to say that, you know, and with that being said, I'm not by any means being insensitive to people who think they're depressed. Like, when people say they're depressed, you know I may feel a certain way about it, but at the end of the day, I can't tell you, who am I to tell you how you feel and that you're not depressed? But, you know, in a general sense, I think we do kind of throw it around a lot. You know, I do think most of the times we're maybe more stressed than depressed, just because I think depression is such a serious thing. And it's easy to fall into. So I go back and forth with myself, say, hey, yo, chill out, man. Like, you know, people say they're depressed. And then I have a side that's saying, like, yo, I don't really know. But at the end of the day, whether you say you're depressed or not, I want to be able to help people feel not depressed or to seek help if they do. So that's where I start. If you do feel like you're depressed and you can't shake it, seek help. I mean, there are hotlines to call. There are people you can talk to. If you're a college student listening to Prosper to Godspeed and you're going to the great University of Mississippi State, we have great counselors on campus. Go see them. Make an appointment. I don't think you got to make an appointment. You can just walk in. It's like that, you know, or hotlines to call. Because the mental health is so fickle, but it's so important, you know, especially in the black male culture. That's something I want to talk about because, man, I tell you, us black men, we just feel, and I'm not trying to single out, you know, put out anybody, any other, you know, white male, you know, Indian, Asian. I'm not trying to take them out. I can just speak to the black coach personally. I know how we go about it, and I know how we go about it, and it's not good. We hold a lot of things in, bills up, and then we lash out, and then we have the side that we don't hold anything back, and we lash out. Regardless of how you spend it, it's just bad. It ends up being a bad thing. And then for my my black females, you know, my black wives, my black mothers, man, y'all are so strong. And it's I know I can feel just being growing up, you know, and my mom, you know, being single, raising me and my brother. I can see it. I can feel it. I felt it, and I can even now, you know, friends and you know, my wife. Y'all are so strong, and y'all, you know, we appreciate y'all. You know, this black man appreciates y'all. I ain't mean to get all soapy and all, you know, whatever, but you know, mental health is something that's so serious, and a lot of I kicked my dog. A lot of people go through stressful situations. They get real down, and you just feel like, you know, you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go. And I 100% been there before. Like, you know, the thing is, probably you're probably going to experience it multiple times throughout your life. You just have to know how to deal with it. You just have to know, like, hey, I'm not alone. There's people, you know. Everybody's situation is different, so I don't want to say that, you know, you're going to be all right, but, you know, one thing that I think does help is understanding you're going to get through it, you know, just keep fighting a good fight and seek help. Find your support system that's going to help you. That's all this. I'm going to try to keep this episode short because I don't want to get to spilling out all the things I'm going to talk about in the coming episodes, but you know, this is so much that we have to realize in mental health, and there's a lot of things we can do that'll help our mental state. You know, life happens, man. Life happens, and things happen, and you're just like, you know. But I believe that, you know, things happen for a reason. You go through certain things for a reason. There's a lesson, and I really believe there's a lesson in everything that you go through in life. There's some type of lesson. Is everything really just all about kind of perspective? You know, a good homie told me that one time, Jason. You know, just, you know, kind of just perspective, glass half full. You know, but with that being said, there's still that, you know, that depression monster lurking around, that stress monster lurking around, trying to keep you down, keep you from prospering, or keep you from being vibrant, you know. And in the community, in today's culture, yo, 2020 has been one for the books. We all know that. Like, I don't even got to get into that. 2020 just been on some some bald-headed ho shit. 2020 just been on some bald-headed ho shit, for real. And it's probably affecting a lot of people, you know. It's probably affecting a lot of people. A lot of people are feeling down about it. A lot of people get stuck. And y'all know me. I like to self-disclose. I like to share personal things that I've been through. But like, again, I'm going to try to save the meat of everything for the episodes and break up every episode down based off of a certain topic and things like that. But mental health. I'm excited to share with y'all. I'm gonna do a series. I don't know how many parts yet. I'll address that on the next episode of Prosper to Godspeed. I'm excited. I'm really excited to kind of, you know, just get my hands dirty and do some work on this topic, because like I said, it's I've been seeing it a lot of people has been asking me to do a episode on it. And I just feel like that's a sign, and I'm ready to do my part in helping people feel better, you know, inform people. Because let's be honest, we all, think we're invulnerable. We don't like to admit our weaknesses. We don't like to admit when we're sad. It comes out in other ways. Smoking, drinking, doing other stuff that's just not who you are. So I just want to do my part, and I'm excited. I can't say that enough, but I just really hope that, you know, people find speedsters. I just really hope y'all find value in it, because I'm try to make it, you know, some of the best work in this podcast that I've done. So with that being said, this is just an introduction, let y'all know what to expect in the next couple episodes. So if you miss a few episodes and you're like, why is he talking about mental health still? He said that last time. You know, episode, I think this is 42. You know that he said I was going to do a series, some type of part, a couple part series on mental health. To help the culture, to help the community, to help the world, man, we got to get up and running. We got to be better, you know. We have so much power. We have so much power, and we let it dwindle away over time. And I just don't want my power to leave me ever. Like, you know, I really believe God gives us some type of divine intuition, some type of divine energy that helps us through life, that brings good stuff in our life and helps us deal with the bad things. So, prosper to Godspeed, man. I hope y'all tune in the next couple episodes, next couple weeks to hear this shakedown, you know. This your boy Godspeed. This is Prosper to Godspeed. I hope y'all enjoyed this little introduction to the next part series or whatever. And I hope y'all come back and listen to it. It's going to be good. And Godspeed. You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey, ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me. Money, power, I need